Later this week, later meaning like past Wednesday, the Kendrick Review album will be out. We weigh in because it just came out unannounced. We need time for it to absorb so you can get our real honest opinions. So it'll be out later this week, man. We're not gonna miss it. It's fucking Dead in Hip Hop and Kendrick Lamar. How we not gonna do it? Like, how would we be or do what we do without doing that? So just chill the fuck out, man. We got Ecology, man. Fat Sean. I'm not gonna say I'm like the biggest fan of Fat Sean. It's not like I'm checking whenever he's dropping something like that. But this is his first album on the newly
Mass Appeal
record label, Mass Appeal. Yes, by Nas. You know, he also got some other dope dudes on there, such as Dave East. If you don't know who he is, go check him out. And Boldy J. I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't have no expectations coming into this, so I just wanted to hear a great project or, you know, good hip hop music. And that's exactly what I got. From the intro, Guess Who's Back. Typically, your intro sets the tone to how everything else is gonna sound, and I was pleasantly surprised to this not doing that. I feel like a lot of the production was not the same, or at least not behind the, you know, back to back with the songs, because he goes from Who's Back to Confess, and Confess has a whole Jamaica reggae theme feel to it, and I wasn't expecting that. And then it goes to Something to Believe In with Nas and Aloe Black. I thought that joint was dope. You know, Nas, I don't have to say anything about the man spitting rhymes. And Fat Sean definitely held his own. And then the joint right after that was Higher, and I felt like that was the best joint on here. But even in those three or four first, like, nothing sounds the same. And I think that was the thing that really surprised me the most on this project, that it all blended together, sounded good from beginning to end, but it almost didn't have a common thread. And that was a little surprising, but it was great. And Fat Sean as a rapper, man, this guy isn't anything, you know, he's not light work or nothing like that. But at the same time, I don't feel like he goes over my head with anything. And that's the thing I could appreciate about him. Especially another one of my favorite joints, Golden State of Mind with Don Kennedy. That joint right there is like the embodiment of California music. Like, that shit was dope as fuck. So again, overall, beginning to end, man, I fuck with this. It's not something, like I said at the beginning, that I'm like, oh my God, I need the new Fat Sean. But I'm glad that this was such a great project. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It definitely bumps in the whip. And, you know, if you want something to add to your collection to give you a little bit of variety that is good hip-hop music from beginning to end, go download this. Go support this. Go buy this project, man. The Ecology, Fat Sean, bumps in the whip.
Going back to what you were saying about the production, that was one thing that I noticed that Etzel did do, is that he kind of gave him, and overall it sounded kind of light, you know, but I don't necessarily have a problem with that, because it didn't really give it like a heavy, heavy sound, you know, on this particular album. So when I look at Fat Sean and I look at the title, The Ecology, I kind of expected something that was gonna be really heavy production-wise, kind of give it a serious tone, but, you know, it didn't really have that. Like, he was talking about things that were going on. He was talking about things that were going on in his life, but it didn't have, like, it wasn't real heavy, and it didn't really kind of sit with you in a way that you know, I guess the production had such a light feel to it, and it kind of sounded bright in areas that I think for me that was a little bit surprising, and I think that may be kind of what you was alluding to. I'm kind of with you a little bit on the Golden State of Mind. They gave me that LBC, Dove Shack, old West Coast type feel to it. You know what I'm saying? So I did like that one a lot. One of my favorite tracks on here is Man of the House, where he was talking about his father and, you know, growing up without his father and then reconnecting with his dad and, you know, and all of that, man. I thought that was a really, really good song. And the other one that I liked was Mother. So you have on one end, you know, him talking about with Man of the House, talking about his father, and then you have on the other end, and opposite end, him talking about his mother and praising her up and bigging her up for all the things that she did when he wasn't around. You know, so I thought that was really good. I liked Higher. I thought Higher was good. Definitely love Confess, and I like the intro, the Guess Who's Back, because, you know, he's been dropping projects here or there, you know, kind of been a little, you know, on the fence a little bit. I haven't really liked a lot. Well, it wasn't Boy Meets World, I'll say that, but But yeah, overall, man, I like the message that he was delivering in this album, and that's kind of something that, you know, that Sean is really good at. When I think about his music, and I think about his debut album where he was talking about, you know, the stuff he was talking about just in that particular one. But with The Ecology, this one was good, man. I liked it. It was good to hear him back, and it was good to hear him reconnect with Exile for a project as well. So I definitely messed with it, man. But yeah, I do. So, but yeah, Man in the House, man. And then Out the Trunk was good too. I like that one too.
I enjoyed this album. I wasn't, you know, my expectations was starting to get a little bit higher because, you know, just like you said, after he made Boy Meets World and then The Antidote, and then he had the OD to Illmatic, he dropped a couple of mixtapes where I was like, I just wasn't really feeling them. He had the Higher Learning mixtape. I think I wasn't really feeling the Grizzlies. Yeah, the Grizzly series. I wasn't feeling those. The Styrofoam, I think it's Styrofoam Cup or something. I wasn't really feeling those. So it was just kind of like, But then he had an EP released late last year. Alchemist called Fashionably Late. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is, I think we might, then my expectations started getting a little bit high, getting, you know, anticipating for this album. It was actually on my anticipation list, too, when we did shot the video earlier. So, going into this one, I was actually glad. I wasn't going into this thinking, okay, I want to get Boys in this World production from Exile. So, you know, Place to Go was one of those, though. Place to Go was, it gave me that Boys in this World feel. But I like the fact that on this album, Fashion gave you, you know, he can still spit because, you know, that's what Boys in the World, he was like, okay, this dude is like incredible with the mic. But I think on this album, he really showed you that he can craft songs like really good, you know, like you said, from motherhood, mother talking about how his mother from being a crack addict and stuff, and still, you know, raising and doing the stuff that she did, talking about his father. He gave me a little bit of everything on this album. He didn't give me just like, kind of like just one thing that I know he's good at. He gave me just great storytelling, good song structure, that he showed me he can do that with the Nas joint, Guess Who's Back. it was like he gave me a little bit of everything, and I love it. And I always love Fat Sean because just as an MC, he's always just captivating with his storytelling his rhyme scheme and rhyme patterns. I always love it. So and then Alchemist, Letter F, I was wishing from off the because when I heard the Fashion Be Late, I was like, I wonder if one of these joints is gonna be on the album. And this is a joint he got on the Fashion Belay called, I'm sorry, I'm just rambling now, I'm just Professor F. I was wishing Professor F was going to be on there, because that's like the fashion that, like, I fell in love with from the get-go. But anyway, I mean, because, you know, it was just like an EP, so I'm thinking he was going, you know, sometimes people drop a mixtape or EP, you might have a track on there on an album, so I thought he was going to do that. But anyway, I like Letter F.
You like Letter F?
Yeah, I like Letter F. I mean,
I wasn't too out on that.
You want me to? You didn't like Letter L? It's just crazy.
I feel like at that point, like, the album kind of went down.
No.
Wait,
what?
You didn't say the rest.
Yes, the letter F.
Y'all not saying it was what?
Yes, you are.
You are.
I think that's just
Letter F was definitely, man, like, the letter F, and then just like y'all too, Golden State of Mind. I love that because it gave me that sunshine LA, you know, West Coast feel. I love Dom Kennedy. I'm a fan of Dom Kennedy, so I like his feature on there. But yes, Letter F.
I didn't know y'all was fans of Dom Kennedy. I like Dom Kennedy, man.
But yeah, I like this album, man. Like I said, I like even Fuck the World. It was a different Exile production, but I think Fashion, he executed well. Sometimes when MCs go over a different type of production, sometimes you'd be like, okay, ooh, that didn't work. But I felt like he really found his pocket on some of the different type of production Exile that he provided for him. So I think that's why I was really surprised by that. But not really surprised, because I'm not saying Fashion's like capable of it, but I was surprised that it worked, him going over Out of the Trunk, that the bus, you know, that was the same. I was like, whoa, that's a club banger, and he's
right.
He wasn't really like dumbing down. He didn't really dumb it down that much like that. So I was okay, Fashion, I see you. So yeah. And of course, you know, 13 track, I love short album, so it's good. Good features. And Nas joint was cool too. I wasn't like all like, yay, yippee-yay, huh?
You can already talk about the Nas.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did.
Oh,
no,
I didn't talk
about
it. I mean, I know he mentioned the Nas joint, but yeah, Freefall did. But yeah, overall, I do like this album. This is a really, really solid sophomore effort from Fashion.
I think the first track, Guess Who's Back, that was a perfect intro for this album, because just like B said, just like Ken said, I was worried about Fashion for a while because I loved Boy Meets World. Loved, loved, loved Boy Meets World. Not loved, I still love Boy Meets World. I loved his Illmatic tribute. I liked The Antidote. I didn't think it was amazing. I liked The Antidote. But in the first Grizzly tape, I liked that one. And then after that, it just got to the point where it was just like, man. And it wasn't that his music wasn't good. It didn't have a spark. Boy Meets World had a spark. He had a new, like, it was just this new sound, this new voice from Cali that was just spitting, but he still had these storytelling abilities. I loved Fashion. And then it was just like, man, what the fuck happened? And then Guess Who's Back came out, and I was just like, oh shit, this motherfucker is rapping and rapping and rapping. And that was a consistent thing throughout this whole project. This motherfucker is rapping. Y'all keep saying, man, it was good, it's a solid. I love this album. This shit is dope as fuck. There's not a single track on this that I think wasn't good. Everything on this was good. Fashion is a rare MC, which is why I see that Nas grabbed him. He is a spitter, as you can tell from Guess Who's Back, where he says that shit about, I could define your style. Just ask Maury. Check, you take the glory, I take the Gouda. You know the story. Like, he's spitting. Then he does the storytelling, like you said, with To Be Young, which was basically just another Boy Meets World. Yeah, yeah. But it still worked. Mm-hmm. Then he can go to a song like Out the Trunk with that crazy-ass boombastic beat. Man. Then he can go to It's a Good Thing with that light guitar sound. Like, this dude is a rare MC. Man of the House. Great song, Mother, like you said, great song. But hold on, but time now, Something to Believe In. Y'all glossing over.
I'm surprised we not, you like that song.
What the fuck?
I'm serious. I'm surprised what? You like this. Okay. The hook.
Okay, I'm gonna get to the hook.
Okay.
Can we not talk about Nas? Can we not talk about how this man just had one of the best features I've heard all year? Y'all just like, oh, what's the hook?
It was cool. It was good.
What? Money Getter Time of 1%er. Business is Warfare. Fuck you niggas. What? Nas's verse was crazy.
Like, you are. I mean, I liked it, but Nas, it was like, I was like, oh shit. Like, bro. I was like, oh damn.
I didn't even fuck with Nas's last album that much. I didn't even like his last album. Yeah. This Nas is the Nas that I like, where he sounds like that old Nas again. This shit was crazy. Now the hook, man, you better stop it. Aloe Black. That motherfucker sang his ass, something to believe in. He was singing his ass off.
I was surprised at how good he sounded though.
Me too.
Because I watched him, he was performing live for the All-Star game this year for the NBA. And live, I was like,
oh. Oh, I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, I know, but I heard him live. And then when I heard him on this, I was like, whoa. I hope so.
I'm nervous too. It's Aloe Black. He might be nervous.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he surprised me on that hook. Like, he
surprised me too.
Yeah, he definitely added to that song.
Thank you.
Definitely added to
that. That was one of the best songs of this whole album.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, I know, but I'm just like,
you like the song.
Yeah, I like it. I don't love it like you.
No. That song
was dope. And I just didn't get into it, but I was like, Nas, I don't have to, like, just go listen.
Man. It's one of the songs that I, when I get to the hook, yeah, I'm singing the hook. I mean, the hook. Yeah, you have to sing the hook. Wow, you shot me today, Mike.
What are you talking about? I don't like hooks.
Sometimes you can.
I don't like them corny-ass cheesy hooks of motherfuckers that can't sing. Aloe Black can fucking sing.
Yeah.
And the thing that surprised me was when he started blowing, it was like, I don't even hear the beat no more. Mm-hmm. All I hear is Aloe Black yelling at me right now.
He was real soulful.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, bluesy. More bluesy than soulful.
And the thing is,
yeah, I know.
Let me get that. It was contemporary jazz.
That's smooth jazz. Fashion has a way of putting together music that's optimistic and positive without being corny. So if it was any other rapper, if it was Big Sean that had a song called Something to Believe In, and even if it had Aloe Black singing, I'd just be like, whatever. I believe it when it comes from Aloe Black on a Fashion track. I believe that. Like, it's kind of a cheesy concept. Give me something to believe. It's a cheesy concept, but I believe it from Fashion because he's always done that. But man, every song, letter F, I don't know what y'all tripping again.
I love that song.
No. Oh, you said B, y'all. Did I say B's tripping? I said y'all, because he was like, me and you were on the same page.
I think for me, I was like, well, he's kind of, he had a song that he's kind of done that before, where he used his name, and he was spell out his name. It was, I think it was called Fashion or something like that. Remember, it was on one of his tapes.
Yeah, I remember that.
So when I heard that, I'm like, well, he's kind of done that for the letter F. You know, he's kind of done that before.
Golden State of Mind, I agree with y'all 100%. And I have to apologize to Dom Kennedy, because I didn't say it in public, but I had said a couple times that he was whack. And it was because I had him mixed up with Don Cannon.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh man, Don Cannon is nice.
No, I know. So, I know, but I was just like, that dude's lame. So when people were like, oh, I really like Dom Kennedy, I'm like, why? Oh, really? He doesn't do anything. So I never said this in public. This was just around some friends. Okay. But I'm still saying I'm very sorry, because Dom Kennedy is dope, and I just discovered this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was on a Vlad video or something. I was like,
yeah,
that doesn't look like the guy that I thought he was. That guy's not tall and yellow. So yeah, but yeah, that song was crazy. But yeah, man, I can't say enough good things about this album. I think it's fucking great. I loved every single minute of this. I like that Fashion, he picked beats that he sounds great over. Fashion has such a great flow. Actually has such multiple great flows, because he sounds different on just about every track. Like, you can't say it's a Fashion flow, because he spits it different on. Man, this shit is fucking dope. That's all I can say. This is one of the best things I've heard this year. I think Fashion is a very, very rare talent, and I think that he deserves to be heard, because he's a spitter, he's a storyteller, he's a good rapper, and he's not giving you a bullshit message. He's giving you a positive message.
I thoroughly enjoyed the album. I'm not your biggest fan, so I don't know how I would tell you what else I want from you. You know, so this is a good project. Keep doing this. You know, and I don't know, man, just keep making good music. It comes out, we'll review it, and I'll let you know if I like it or not, but, you know, shit. This was good, though. This was really good.
This was like an introduction to him, pretty much.
Not necessarily, but just like sitting down and really analyzing.
We saw him live at the A2C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw him live, yeah.
Didn't we?
No, we never.
Yeah, we wasn't doing this around that time.
Yeah.
When that came out.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. So, yeah. My first introduction completely to Fashion was at the A3C 3-4 years ago. And, you know, I checked him out, but like I said, it's not like somebody when he's dropping, like, oh, I need it. It was kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, but this is the first time I actually sat down and analyze a full project, and this shit was dope.
Yeah,
so
check out Boy Meets World, you know what I'm saying?
I'll do that.
Check that out.
Keep doing what you're doing. I love that this is the type of album that you put out on Mass Appeal as your debut album on the label, and it's a great follow-up to Boy Meets World, which is a great album as well. So keep doing this, man. We need you, so keep up the good work.
I love this album. It was, like I said, you gave me a little bit of everything on here, and you showed it well. I've always been a fan of your lyricism, so do some more joints with Alchemist as well too, because I love when you do projects with Alchemist, man. You show me that spitterific that I love about you as well, and then on this one you just gave me everything. So keep up the great work. Buy it. If y'all watching this, I mean, if you're watching, I support you 100%.
Every song has its own life. Every song sounds completely different, but it still sounds like an album. It doesn't sound disjointed. It still sounds like a cohesive project. But this is one of my favorite projects that I've heard this year. This definitely impressed me, and it probably could be because my expectations were quite low and coming from all those mixtapes. But this, you blew it out the water, man. I'm definitely gonna go see you when you come to Atlanta. I'm excited for that, because I know you put on a good show. So yeah, man, keep doing this shit. Everybody that's on here did a great job. Aloe Black, something to believe in. Why are you leaving, B?
I was
like, B's like, I'm done. I'm leaving that.